blessed memorial of his love. What a privilege it is to come around the table upon the first day of the week. You've been with me in my adult class. We've been sharing from Ezra and Nehemiah. And we get to the part of Nehemiah here in the last few chapters here where the law was read, the law of Moses was read. And it said that the people stood and the people for hours had listened. And I couldn't help but think this was one of the sections that may have been read and foretold and retold to this generation that is now have come out of bondage and now again, so to speak, and now are reintroducing themselves to their relationship with the Lord. I want to look at this section here in Exodus, the 12th chapter. What a great reminder, is even with the song that we had just sung about the institution there. And even at that time when they were getting ready to depart out of Egypt. In Exodus 12, I'm going to be reading the first 14 verses here. It says, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, And in the tenth day of this month ye shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for the house. And if the household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next to, unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man, according to the eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of the sheep and out and from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole congregation of the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take it, and they shall take of it of the blood, and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of their homes wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, and roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs thou shalt eat it. And eat not of it raw or sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, its head and its legs, and with all the puritans thereof. And thou shalt let nothing of it remain until morning, and that which remaineth until the morning thou shalt burn with fire. And thus thou shalt eat it with your loins girded, and with your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it with haste, as it is the Lord's Passover. And I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you a token upon your houses which you are. And where I see, and when I see the blood, I will pass over. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. For thou shalt keep it in the feast of the Lord throughout your generations. Thou shalt keep a feast by the ordinance of it forever." Can't help but think as the people stood, and maybe Ezra would recite unto the people, that this may have been one of the sections that was read. And that the people, it says that they confessed and they praised the Lord because of it. As we should today, as we remember this sacrifice that's been given. Just as the lamb, the perfect lamb, was given there in the Old Testament, we too have this memorial for us today of the perfect lamb that gave his life on our behalf. Dear Father in heaven, we come this morning, Lord, thanking you for this memorial, this blessed memorial of your love, Lord, that you would gather your closest friends that evening and institute this supper unto them and unto us. As the early church, we see by example, would meet upon the first day of the week to do so and to remember the cup which represents your blood that was built there on Calvary, was freely given. It wasn't taken, but it was given. And your body, represented by the bread today, Lord, that it too was beaten and torn apart, freely given on our behalf. And you're the sacrifice. You were the sacrifice then. And as we remember that today, remember this sacrifice, that it should push us on to be a better servant of yours throughout this next week, looking forward to the time when we can meet your son again around his table. Again, we're so thankful for this time and this memorial to draw our minds back to you for all that you've done for us. In your son's name we pray.